blade and your stupid trousers, and you are telling me that you let my wife be taken away by werewolves? Tantony took a step backwards. It was the Baron. And you don't argue with barons, right? You don't argue with anyone. Do you know what? I'm ashamed. Ashamed to think that something like you is called a watchman. Now give me those keys. The man had gone red. You've obeyed any orders, said Vimes. Don't even think about disobeying that one. Carrot reached the bottom of the stairs and put a hand on Vimes' shoulder. Steady, Mr. Vimes. Tantony looked from one to the other and made a life decision. I hope you find your lady, my lord. He produced a bunch of keys and handed them over. I really do. Vimes, still fighting for breath, wordlessly passed the keys to Carrot. Let them out, he said. Are you going to the werewolf's castle? Tantony panted. Yes. You won't stand a chance, my lord. They do as they please. Then they've got to be stopped. You can't. The old one understood the rules, but Wolfgang, he doesn't obey anything. All the more reason to stop him, then. Ah, detritus, the troll saluted. You've got your bow, I see. Treated you well, did they?
They called me a ficko troll, said Detritus darkly. One of them kicked me in a rocks.
Was it this one?
No.
But he is their captain, said Vimes, stepping away from Tantony. Sergeant, I order you, shoot him down. In one movement, the troll had the crossbow balanced on his shoulder and was sighting along the massive package of arrows. Tantony went pale. Well, go on, said Vimes. It was an order, Sergeant. Detritus lowered the bow.
I ain't dat thick, sir.
I gave you an order.
Then you can do with dat order what Boulder de Lintle did with his bag of gravel, sir. With respect, of course.
Vimes walked across and patted the shaking Tantony on his shoulder. Just making a point, he said.
However, said Detritus, if you can find a man that kicked me in a rocks, I should be happy to give him a flick round the ear hole. I know which one it was. He's the one walking with the limp.
Lady Sybil drank her wine carefully. It didn't taste very nice. In fact, quite a lot of things weren't very nice. She wasn't a good cook. She'd never been taught proper cookery. At her school, it had always been assumed that other people would be doing the cooking, and that, in any case, it would be for 50 people using at least 4 types of fork. Such dishes as she had mastered were dainty things on doilies. But she cooked for Sam because she vaguely felt that a wife ought to, and besides, he was an eater who entirely matched her kitchen skills. He liked burnt sausages and fried eggs that went boing when you tried to stick a fork in them. If you gave him caviar, he'd want it in batter. He was an easy man to feed if you always kept some lard in the house. But the food here tasted as though it had been cooked by someone who had never even tried before. She'd seen the kitchens when Seraphine had given her the little tour, and they'd just about do for a cottage. The game larders, on the other hand, were the size of barns. She'd never seen so many dead things hanging up. It was just that she was certain that venison shouldn't be served boiled with potatoes that were crunchy. If they were potatoes, of course. Potatoes weren't usually grey. Even Sam, who liked the black lumpy bits you got in some mashed potatoes, would have commented. But Sybil had been brought up properly. If you can't find something nice to say about the food, find something else to be nice about. These are really very interesting plates, she said dutifully. Are you sure there's been no more news? She tried to avoid watching the Baron. He was ignoring Sybil and his wife, and was prodding the meat around his plate as if he'd forgotten what a knife and fork were for.
Wolfgang and his friends are still out searching, said Seraphine, but this is terrible weather for a man to be on the run.
He is not on the run, snapped Sybil. Sam is not guilty of anything.
Of course, all the evidence is circumstantial. Of course, said the Baroness soothingly. Now I suggest that as soon as they have the passes clear, you and the staff get back to the safety of Ankh-Morpork before the real winter hits. We know the country, my dear. If your husband is alive, we can soon do something about it.
I will not have him shamed like this. You saw him save the king.
I'm sure he did, Sybil. I'm afraid I was talking to my husband at the time, but I don't disbelieve you for a minute. Is it true that he killed all those men in the villainous paths?
What? But they were bandits.
At the other end of the table, the Baron had picked up a lump of meat and was trying to tear it apart with his teeth.
Well, yes, of course. Yes, of course.